WTAW News time is 6 after 7. 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort. groundshuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Governor Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 31 counties hit by severe weather. The list includes Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Leon, Robertson, Washington, Walker, Waller, and Austin counties. Abbott's order authorizes the use of all available state and local resources that are reasonably necessary to cope with this disaster. The Bryan City Council and Brazos County Commission held emergency meetings yesterday to extend declarations made after the storms a week ago today. BTU General Manager Gary Miller says they're prepared for the next round of storms.
If it's just rain, we should be fine. But if we get the high winds and, you know, hopefully not another tornado, but high winds could cause us some problems.
Miller says technology helps repair crews with locations and the severity of power outages.
The smart meters and the outage map that we have now gives us so much more information than we used to have. And we're really dispatching crews to problems before we ever get calls from our customers. It's just a great thing.
Miller says BTU's recently launched Twitter and Facebook pages were well read after last Thursday's severe storms. Bryan property owners who haven't are again being asked to tell the city about your storm damage. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says you can call the Public Works Office or go online to bryantx.gov.
Flooding occurred throughout different segments of the community. Most folks now realize, we had a tornado. That part of the community was impacted. But we also realize there's other parts of the community that were impacted because of flooding, and we want to make sure we capture that data as well.
More than 200 Bryan homes have flood damage, and almost 160 more have some level of tornado damage. Walker says city crews have trucked out 560 tons of storm debris, which translates into more than 1.1 million pounds. A former teacher's aide at Snook High School has been indicted by a Burleson County grand jury on 10 counts of sex crimes against students. 32-year-old Deanna Lara of Caldwell was booked in the Brazos County Jail this week and released after posting bonds totaling $130,000. Lara is charged with 3 counts of sexual assault of a child and 7 counts of an educator having an improper relationship with a student. According to the indictment, there are 4 victims, all who were attending Snook High at the time of the illegal contact last October and November. Brazos County commissioners have hired a consultant to study future needs for holding juvenile offenders. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the current juvenile detention facility, built about 25 years ago, is reaching its maximum capacity.
Whether we can expand at that location and how we'd do that, and whether we could, you know, add another wing out there and then really kind of take a general look at what the needs are.
And Peter says the county is spending about $500,000 a year to transport and hold some underage offenders to facilities not available here.
Some certain emotional type issues, or maybe a drug issue or something that they don't have the capacity to deal with out in the local detention.
The county is hiring a Dallas firm at an estimated cost of $40,000 for the study, which Peters estimates will take about 6 months to complete. And a Bryan woman is dead after drowning at Matagorda Beach last weekend. Saturday evening around 7:30, Matagorda County Sheriff deputies saw 2 men pull a woman out of the surf. The victim, 36-year-old Jenny Jackson, was pronounced dead at the scene after several people performed CPR. A 16-year-old who was also pulled out of the water with Jackson was revived, flown to a Houston hospital, and later released. WTAW News time is 10 after 7 at 72 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 16-0740-8. 2009 Toyota Yaris. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with proof credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
The most popular makes, the most popular models. It's the best Repo Joe sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Subject to prior sale.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Hey, hey there. Good morning. Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620, WTAW 712. We're doing weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
2 years ago, the reservoirs across the region were bone dry. Now they are at full capacity. Pretty amazing what's taken place. We've got more showers and thunderstorms forecast for today. Flash flood watch in effect through 7 p.m. tomorrow. Temperatures today up around 80. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, 65 to 70. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, 80 to 85. They'll continue into Saturday, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, awards for Aggies. We'll take a look at all of those. Also, the Houston Rockets have a new basketball coach. I'll give you the details coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Also coming up in just a few minutes, among the... It's a long list of things that guys think they do well but really don't. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you ask us what we can do. Well, we can take care of everything. But we're going to try to help guys out a little bit today. We're going to talk about backseat drivers as well.
Uh-oh.
And basically, just to tell you to cheer the heck up a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just have a better outlook on life.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. Also... Dun, 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 dun. The headline on the story is Grill Brush Danger. Really? Come on.
Oh.
I know.
This is the world we live in.
It is. It's well, exactly. You know, it's...
Oh, God! We're going to die! Yeah. Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
It's true. It's true.
No matter what you do. Now, sometimes it'll happen faster than it should, but nonetheless. With that in mind... The government's out there trying to help us out. They're proposing voluntary guidelines that would reduce salt in processed foods and restaurant meals. And issuing the voluntary guidelines, the FDA said U.S. Americans can't make the needed reductions in their sodium consumption because so much salt is in the everyday products that we buy, which is interesting because, again, if you look at, you go to the grocery-torium and you get, like, green beans, and the ones that have no salt cost more.
That's always the case.
Yeah,
with
that's
food.
That exactly. The healthier it is, the pricier it is.
Changes
typically.
The process. Yeah, that's the reason that it changes their process. Okay, fine, great, right, whatever. Anyway, Washington Post says... U.S. Americans consume an average of 3,400 milligrams of salt every day. If the industry followed the guidelines, we'd be down at like 3,000 or maybe 2,300. So that's what they're working toward. And you know the deal is, if it has less salt when you get it, I guess when you're consuming it, you could put some more salt in there if you wanted to.
Yeah, but you know, I still believe that the guidelines should remain voluntary. That's the important part there.
Well,
choice.
Guess what? It always starts that way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Before you know it, we'll have the salt police out there, too.
Indeed.
We already got the sugar police and the drink police and all that kind of stuff. So soon it'll be the salt. And I'm not a real salt guy. I'm just, you know, depends a lot on what it is. I'm not
going
to I wouldn't eat a potato chip without salt on it. I'm saying that, but, you know, nonetheless. So, an injectable treatment for gunshot wounds.
Oh, I heard about this.
Has saved his first life. According to a recently published study, the X-Stat device helped stop femoral artery bleeding in a patient when no other treatment worked. Where'd you hear about it,
it's
Brett?
It's so cool. I saw it. It was a news article. It might have been before they started using it, when they just kind of announced that they were talking about it, and they showed a video of how it works. And it's like a foam that they inject into the wound that fills it up and stops the bleeding.
Yeah, basically it's compressed sponges.
Yeah.
Huh. And they deliver directly to the wound via a syringe, and obviously they expand as they absorb the blood.
It's super cool and a great idea.
Well, it is. It has the effect of basically crowding the open wound and applying pressure at the same time, because obviously the pressure as it takes on the fluid, and it reduces or stops the bleeding.
Yeah, that does sound cool.
These are the kind of advancements in medicine that we need to see like every day.
Like need
These
to be happening.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, once again, and it doesn't matter what it happens to be, I'll take climate change as the example, okay? All those folks who say that base it on the baseline assumption that technology will take us no farther than we are today. And you just know that's not true, okay?
Right.
You can go back to when all we had was coal oil to burn. Well, guess what? Technology moved forward. So, yeah, there's some things out there that are concerning. Yeah, there's some things out there that are dangerous. But guess what? There's some really smart people out there.
Yeah, right. There are.
Come up with new ways to do things that we hadn't thought about before. So understand your concern. Just know there are people working on it who are smarter than we are.
But it's just so much easier to make laws so that people just stop doing stuff, because laws are that effective,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly, exactly. So either of y'all have a ponytail?
Yes.
Okay, well, right. I thought there might be one of you.
I do.
All right. More surprising if it was me and not her.
That's right. So here's your moment now, Chelsea.
Oh, perfect.
The super fashionable high ponytail trend may actually be harming your hair.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, all the fun. They take all the fun out of life. Marie Claire magazine reports to the high ponytail. This is where what happens. What is a high ponytail?
I get
mean?
You're wearing your ponytail just like higher on top of your head.
Okay. All right. Well, so it says your hair needs to be tightly pulled back, and over time this could cause traction alopecia.
Oh.
Okay, which is a gradual hair loss.
Yep.
Yes. Celebrity stylist Sheenan Olson.
Okay.
Clarifies by noting, this is only a major concern if you're wearing this style over an extended period of time, like 3 to 4 times per week over several years.
Okay.
Oh, so pull the headline down, okay?
Yeah.
How many people are doing this 3 to 4 times? Because I guess you do it as a convenience. Some days you're just going, I'm not doing the hair this morning or whatever, or today. And you still have
the choice of like a lower ponytail, which is just probably less strain on your hair because it's still laying in the downward motion.
I gotcha.
Where when you pull your hair up and high, you're actually probably going against the grain, if that makes sense. Right. You know what I mean? Like you're going against gravity by pulling your hair upwards.
And the other thing is, and again, the constant pressure couldn't be good. And the other thing is, if you do that high ponytail thing, I'm guessing you can't put your ponytail through a hole in the back of your hat, right?
Correct.
You know, because that looks cool when girls will do that and they have the little snappy thing underneath it.
Yeah.
But you'd have to have a hole higher in the hat.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Which I think there are those that are made. But
are they really?
You don't see those.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't. We actually, when I played softball younger, our moms would make beanies in like the cold winter months.
Okay.
And put a ponytail holder hole in the top. So you could still wear your ponytail.
All right, now wait. That'd be one of those little dolls that that with the big eyes and the hair that
brats or whatever they're called.
Yeah, troll dolls. Nothing like looking like a troll doll because you're wearing a beanie right
there.
I'm still waiting for one of these studies to tell me why I lost my hair.
Well, now that's genetic. I'm sorry. Yeah. You can't. It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you want to go ahead and get a hair piece. Donald Trump got one that's $60,000. That's what they tell us. Anyway, so they say go ahead and wear it occasionally like that, and that's fine. You got that sense of style. But don't forget, loosen up, too, while you're exercising. Exercising in the constant motion will put more strain on your hair.
All right. Well, thanks for the tidbit.
That's okay. That's all right. We're just here to help out.
I know.
And that's good. See, now that we have a lady on, on the show.
We can talk about ponytails.
We'd have just blown right by that going, ladies, y'all have to worry about yourself. We're not going to give you any information. But there. Okay, got that. So Coca-Cola has rolled out their patriotic soda cans. I guess what Budweiser rolled theirs out a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Coca-Cola says, yeah, it's a pretty good idea. So they unwrapped their deal. It's got an emblem of the American flag on the new patriotic campaign. The Coke cans, which were unveiled on Memorial Day, are emblazoned with the American flag and the phrase, I'm proud to be American.
Yep.
American.
But they spell it out. they celebrate 75 years of Coca-Cola's partnership with Arb Services. The new cans will be available through the 4th of July. Well, all right.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Good thing.
And then they'll come out with something Olympic-themed.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah.
So did you see the cartoon of the guy who's walking along, and instead of carrying the Olympic torch, he's got a spray can of off?
Oh. No, but that's fantastic.
Yeah, well, it is. And again, and obviously on a serious note, that child was born in Philadelphia, is that right? Somewhere in the United States.
Yeah, New Jersey, I believe.
New Jersey, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, this is bad stuff. And I don't know. Are we whistling in the graveyard going, oh, yeah, let's do the Olympics. Yeah, we're going to lose money. Oh, wait, people can get sick, too, because of mosquito bites. Yeah, it's all right. Let's go ahead and do that. Yeah, see how that goes. All right. So, in the meantime, it turns out that the Pope is a big fan of YouTube beauty bloggers.
Really?
Rack.com said on Sunday, Pope Francis met with 12 top YouTubers at the Vatican.
Wow.
Is this guy something? Man.
I have heard it all this morning.
Including a rock star beauty bloggers like Louise Pentland of the Sprinkle of Glitter channel.
Okay.
Is this helping?
No, okay.
Dulce Candy Ruiz of Dulce Candy 87.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Not important who they are. The fact is who he is.
Yeah.
Right.
Pope even told the group, I am glad that you carry out this type of work. Following this line of beauty, it's a great thing to preach beauty and show how beauty tips neutralize aggression.
That seems strange.
It is.
That's not really what I would imagine the Pope would be talking
about. No, I would imagine, you know, like your beauty is natural or
it's
natural
beauty
and inner beauty. And
beauty is in your love of
Jesus
or whatever.
Not go buy some lipstick.
Yeah. But it's a pop culture kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. While we're talking about that, since this is suddenly crashed into a beauty segment, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I heard it through the international grapevine that they were going to use citronella oil to fuel the Olympic flame this year.
It never runs out.
Not a bad idea.
Would be perfect, and after all, it's not
nice
summer without
scent.
Citronella.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, 9 beauty products that you should buy at the drugstore.
Okay.
Mascara.
Yes.
Liner pencils.
Yep.
Makeup wipes.
Yes.
Why would you buy name brand makeup wipes, right?
Well, yeah.
Just use those Clorox wipes.
Scott.
I'm just going to say, we don't know what we're talking about in this
field. No, we don't.
Lemon scented.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Be
Clorox
perfect.
Clorox wipes.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you smell like Clorox?
Yeah.
Anyway, makeup wipes. Okay, blush.
Okay.
Mousse. Nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
How much is a bottle of nail polish?
Depends on the brand, but...
Okay. My wife does not wear nail polish at all. I mean, that's just a world I know nothing about.
Well, I mean, the average price of a bottle that you'll find at a nail salon that you can also get at your grocery-torium is going to be anywhere between like $8 and $10.
Is that right?
But you think about how long they last. I know that sounds expensive for a little bottle, but nail polish lasts forever. And so if you find a color that you really like and you're going to wear a lot, it's really not that bad.
I would think if you got nail polish that's the same color as your car, that'd probably help, wouldn't it? Because that way you could use it.
Touch up.
Howdy, yeah. This is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972. Gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Howdy. Softballs will be flying on June 11th as the Chamber of Commerce, along with title sponsor CHI St. Joseph Health and team sponsor McDonald's, hosts the 9th Annual Community Softball Classic. This tribute to our first responders also benefits the 100 Club. For only $9, softball fans can cheer as our local police officers and firefighters battle it out at Nutribolt Stadium, home of the Brass Valley Bombers. The first 650 ticket holders get a free meal, and all tickets are good for the Bombers game that follows. Gates open at 4:30 p.m. on June 11th, and tickets can be ordered at bvbombers.com or call the Chamber at 260-5200.
Good morning at 726, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Rain is on the way. It's going to be moving in, I guess we can say, from the southwest, as it's starting to get probably, looks like in some cases, maybe about 20 miles from Bryan College Station. We're actually in between two very strong systems. The one to the west that's going to drift into our area actually goes all the way down to the Texas coast, and there's certainly some heavy rain there. The other rain is actually up in the Woodlands area and moving over toward the Beaumont-Port Arthur area. That's a pretty heavy area of rain. It is also moving to the north, so that's what's going to happen. Stuff will move in out of the south, and obviously, unlike yesterday when it happened so late in the day, we're going to have it fairly soon. As far as tonight, 50% chance of rain. On Friday night, and Saturday, a 70% chance of showers through that time. Saturday night, we're down to 30%, and Sunday, 30%. May even see some sunshine, certainly by the time we get to Monday. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 5, 97% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 72 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
One of the country's largest private pension funds running out of money. Almost a 500,000 people rely on it. It's the Central States Pension Fund. They pay out almost $3 billion in benefits every year, and they don't have enough assets to keep up that pace. That's not good. Unlike the government, they can't just print money. They say that they're going to be bankrupt in 10 years. Now, the fund recently sent the Obama regime's Treasury Department a Hail Mary proposal. The idea was to slash benefits for current retirees. The regime told them to stick a fork in that idea. So Central States went to their last ditch option. They're going to seek help from the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. That's a federal program designed by Congress 40 years ago as a safety net. But here's the problem. The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation is running out of money, too. It doesn't have enough to insure the 10 million retirees whose private pensions need the safety net. So guess what Democrats in Congress want? They want a federal bailout. They're demanding the government step in to back up the government program that backs up the private pension plans. Did I mention that most of the 10 million affected are union members? They belong to unions like the AFL-CIO that spend millions of dollars supporting Democrats. So here's an idea. Instead of looking for a federal bailout, why don't the pension funds ask their union brothers to bail them out? They've got money to burn, and maybe stop sending so much to the Democrats for a while.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. 800 Maxwell. Get in gear now.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens, real estate preferred living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. More than 1 million pounds of debris has been trucked out of tornado and flood-damaged neighborhoods in Bryan.
We have had teams that have gone out and tried to evaluate storm damage as much as possible throughout the entire community. They have driven almost every street, or will have driven almost every street in the community by tomorrow.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker invites Bryan homeowners to report flood damage, which can be done online at bryantx.gov or by calling Public Works at 209-5900.
The reason that's so important for us is we need to capture that data because that helps our total, so that we reach a certain threshold, which is just under $700,000. If we reach that number, it triggers some assistance that hopefully we can get, not just for the city, but for citizens that have uninsured property damage.
For homeowners with tornado damage, the city is waiving building permit fees. With more rain in the forecast, BTU General Manager Gary Miller says the power should remain on as long as the winds don't blow. A new way for BTU customers to keep track of storm coverage is their Twitter and Facebook pages.
If you haven't looked at that, you should. We got so many positive comments from our customers and from the community over those two forums over this storm, and it was just amazing.
Miller also thanks public and private crews, along with storm victims, for assisting BTU as power was being restored following last Thursday's severe storms.
The patience and the help and cooperation that the folks in Wheeler Ridge, actually residents in Wheeler Ridge, showed was just amazing. They were helping us as much as they could, and they knew that we had a job to do, and I was just very, very pleased with the way that went.
Miller said BTU's online outage map and smart meters also assisted in deploying repair crews more efficiently. The Bryan City Council and the Brazos County Commissions held emergency meetings yesterday to extend their local disaster declarations from last week's storms. Governor Abbott also included a disaster declaration for 31 counties. The list includes Brazos, Robertson, Leon, Grimes, Washington, Walker, Waller, and Austin counties. Last December, parents of students at Snook High School were notified a staff member had resigned over allegations of inappropriate relations. Earlier this week, former teacher's aide Deanna Lara was booked in the Brazos County Jail, then released after posting bonds totaling $130,000. That's after the 32-year-old Caldwell woman was indicted by a Burleson County grand jury on 7 counts of an educator having an improper relationship with a student and 3 counts of sexual assault of a child. 4 Snook High students are identified by their initials as the victims of the illegal contact that took place between October and November of last year. Along the Brazos River downstream from BCS in Fort Bend County, record flooding is expected for at least another couple of days, depending on how much more rain falls between here and there. Major Chad Norvell with the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office says rescue crews are constantly moving because floodwaters rush into different areas.
So what has happened now in some areas that were under voluntary evacuation and they chose not to leave, and some now have 4 foot of water in their house.
Forecasters say the Brazos has not been this high in Fort Bend County since 1913. Brazos County commissioners have agreed to spend about $40,000 on a consultant to determine how to address a growing population of juvenile offenders.
I don't think we're ready to expand yet, but we needed to be looking at that possible expansion. And the architectural firm that was chosen, that's all they do is juvenile detention. And they're very knowledgeable.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says, like adult jails, there has to be separation within a juvenile detention facility.
You know, you have to, of course, separate the male, the female, and then the older kids from the younger kids. And so even though there's 44 beds, you have to have them apart from one another. And so sometimes, even though the capacity may, you may not be at full capacity, but you may have all that you can fill in that particular area.
Peters estimates it'll take around 6 months to complete the study. A trip to the beach last weekend turned deadly for one Bryan woman. 36-year-old Jenny Jackson was found in the surf at Matagorda Beach Saturday evening around sunset. Several people, along with a sheriff's deputy, performed CPR on Jackson, but when EMS personnel arrived, there were no signs of life. She was pronounced dead on the scene. A 16-year-old who was also pulled out of the water was given CPR on the beach by a game warden and a private citizen before he was taken by ambulance to the Matagorda Hospital. The young man was later flown to Houston, where he has since been released. Those who have Obamacare health insurance with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas may be paying a lot more next year. The Associated Press reports the state's largest health insurer wants average increases of 57% to 59% across Obamacare plans sold to individuals. That's after North Carolina's largest insurer will said they'll seek an average increase of 19%. The Obama administration told the AP that any concerns about 2017 premiums are premature and overblown. And Governor Abbott and Comptroller Hager have issued a notice to state agency heads ordering them to stop paying former employees through the use of emergency or other leave. But the order only applies to agencies that are not run by an elected official. Land Commissioner George P. Bush and Attorney General Ken Paxton can continue the practice, which has cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. That includes more than two dozen land office employees dismissed when Bush took office and a former Paxton aide who left to work for the Ted Cruz for President campaign. A copy of the order is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 72 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jennifer Fredericks with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. The internet is a great place to start your home buying or selling experience, but every market is different and sales prices are not public in Texas. Because of this, the most accurate information will come from a local professional. Call me at 777-4299 or look me up on the web at jenniferfredericks.com. I'd love to guide you through the process of buying or selling a home in our market. jenniferfredericks.com. I work where you live.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabol Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory can help you create a legacy that will forever transform and inspire those whose lives you've touched. To learn more about Bryan College Station's preferred family-owned funeral home, visit CallawayJones.com.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Good morning, it's 7:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
2 years ago, the reservoirs across the region were bone dry. Now they are at full capacity. Pretty amazing what's taken place. We've got more showers and thunderstorms forecast for today. Flash flood watch in effect through 7 p.m. tomorrow. Temperatures today up around 80. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, 65 to 70. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, 80 to 85. They'll continue into Saturday, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Aggies got some awards. I'll give you all the details. Plus, the Rangers fall to the Indians, and the Astros take down the Diamondbacks, and the Houston Rockets are looking at a new coach. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, it is amazing. They call a drought a slow-motion disaster. And, you know, again, as Rob just said, a couple of years ago, we were looking at the situation. It was just horrible. If you go back to 2010, 2011, that was the hottest, driest one-year period ever recorded in Texas. Mm-hmm. Jack, 2010 and 2011. And now you look where we are. People from the Weather Service telling us it's going to be maybe 2 weeks before the water recedes down in Fort Bend County, down in that area right there. And that's if we don't get any more rain. Oh, wait.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, today,
chance.
And then 70% tomorrow night and on Saturday. So,
what a difference 5 years makes.
It really
climate
does.
Climate change.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. That's
the
what
polar
it is.
Bears are dying.
They had a story yesterday. I was watching the Weather Channel, and actually, we've been through this cycle about 10 times in recent years, where we go from the point where everything is dry to everything is bank full.
Right.
And again, it takes a while for that water to move from one place to the other, and just because it's okay today, and I mean, again, we were talking to Gary from BTU yesterday, and he said the lights will stay on as long as the wind doesn't blow.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the problem that they had in being able to restore power was because of the water. They really weren't able to get to some of the lines simply because they were inaccessible. So we continue this, and let's just, as with most things in life, we just look for moderation if we can have that.
Yeah.
Hey, so with that in mind, now, we were talking before the break about nail polish and what nail polish cost, and a guy called in with, I thought, a perfect solution. He said, you know, Rust-Oleum only costs about $8 a can. Probably stays on there pretty well. I don't know how you clean Rust-Oleum off your nails. But
turpentine.
But now tell me now, Chelsea, any time in your life did you, because I know I've probably seen commercials on TV for spray-on nail polish. I mean, was that ever anything that you thought you wanted to try or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
I was trying to think. No. Okay. Spray-on? Right. No. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I can remember seeing things where they tell ladies, of course, on TV, they make it look so easy. You put these little guides on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that make,
sure,
like, monster claws, and then you can spray it on there, and there's no back spray that gets on anything else.
Next thing you know, you've got pink fingers. Whatever else you spray.
Where your hand was, where you were spraying it.
Yeah, that's true
of everything you see on TV, though. They make it look so easy. Especially with the little black and white things at the beginning where they're like, there's got to be a better way of doing easy things, but making it look terribly hard.
Trash bags falling open, whatever it happens to be. All right.
Spilling milk.
New Hampshire man charged with robbing a convenience store armed with a rock. But wait, it was a really, really sharp rock. 46-year-old Carlos Reyes of Manchester, New Hampshire, walks into the Shop and Go carrying this sharp rock and demanding money. Then he allegedly ran out with an undisclosed amount of cash. That must have been a really menacing-looking sharp rock.
Yeah.
Witnesses say Reyes was crying and saying he was sorry as he left. As he made his getaway, he reportedly explained that he needed the cash. Well, we figured that he was just doing it for fun.
Yeah, you're forgiven.
You needed it for giggles.
Oh, okay. Carlos, police say Carlos returned a short time later, gave the money back. Doesn't matter. You're still arrested and charged with robbery.
Yep.
How sharp was this rock?
Hey, I don't know.
A rock, though, can be considered a deadly weapon.
I mean, technically, a knife is a really sharp rock.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want to get into it.
Is that it? Was he poking at the person with the sharp rock and, you know, I'm going to slice you here. All right, so now did you hear about the kid who turned his dad in for running the red light?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go.
Robbie Richardson dialing 911.
911 assigned to Dakota. What's your emergency?
Daddy went past a red light.
Father Mike Richardson of Quincy says he didn't run the light but merely took a right on red.
And he tells me, hey, Dad, you just went through a red light. And I says, no, Robbie, you can go through that one as long as you stop and there's nobody coming, you can go.
Dad says Robbie remains skeptical and, not surprisingly, wants to be a police officer when he grows up.
I told him the yellow light goes green. That means go. And yellow means slow. And red means stop.
So there.
Well, good.
So did he, like, wait and call 911 when he got home?
I think he was in the car when he did that. Yeah. No.
Oh.
I love that accent, though.
Yeah.
You can turn left as long as you stop.
Yeah. What, again... How old is this kid? Did he grab his dad's cell phone or does he have his own?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm thinking. And then just without dad even realizing, punched in 911 and dad ran the red light.
Okay, I thought red meant stop and green meant go and yellow meant go faster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying. All right, story here from a couple in helped to steal more than $175,000 from a Pennsylvania grocery store where they worked. They used that money to buy a winning $1 million lottery ticket from the same store. Joan Lickman and her fiancé charged this week along with two other former employees. They rang up bogus returns, pocketed the money from May 2001 to March of 2016, and some of the stolen money was used to buy lottery tickets, including a Cash 5 ticket that brought in $1 million in September. Okay. Got that going on.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. All right. So, I guess we kind of picked on fashion stuff for ladies and nail polish and all that, so it's equal time now.
Mm-hmm. Guy time.
It's time for guys who...
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh, you guys, do you?
It's time.
Well, we'll save it then. We will, because you need to be here for that.
Okay.
That would only be fair. All
okay,
right, we'll get
next
to that
time,
one.
I promise.
All right, very good. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Time is a strange thing, isn't it?
you can't buy more of it, and you can't save any of today's unused hours for a rainy day next time. The only time you have is right now, and the only thing you can do is spend it. Is there any more important lesson in life than learning to spend the time we have wisely? Look at any survey about what people truly value, and they've always answered the same way, even more than money. We'd all like to have more time. But the word more, well, it's tricky, because every single one of us gets the same amount of time each day. Picture a rich man in a fancy penthouse in New York. Maybe he's a billionaire surrounded by every luxury possible. Now picture a beggar on the streets of Calcutta, all alone. The two men have only one thing in common. At precisely midnight, a big bag of seconds will be laid at their feet. 24 hours later, each man's bag will be completely empty for that day. No one can offer the beggar more, and none of the rich man's money, power, or prestige can buy him even one more second. And that's what makes time the most precious commodity on earth. You want to do more in life, or in business, or with your family? Do you want to serve other people in some way? Whatever it is that you want to do, start today. Don't wait until you have more time, because that time may never come. Each day is a treasure of time, so spend it well. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-7416. That's 1-800-613-7416. 1-800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by me. It's 7:52. Texas A&M third baseman Boomer White was one of 25 players named Golden Spikes Awards semifinalists Wednesday afternoon by USA Baseball. The junior third baseman set the SEC record for most hits in league play with his 57 knocks in 30 games. In league action, White led the SEC in batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage. He also ranked second in doubles and RBI. White looks to add to a packed trophy case. In addition to this year's SEC Player of the Year award, he earned all Midwest Region second team recognition from the American Baseball Coaches Association, and all Big 12 first team distinction as a sophomore at TCU in 2014. He was also named most outstanding player of the 2014 NCAA Fort Worth Regional that year. The Aggs faced number 4 seed Binghamton in the first day's action of the College Station Regional tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other Aggie accolades, Texas A&M sophomore Tori Vidalis was named a National Fast Pitch Coaches Association third team All-American, the NFCA announced Wednesday. Vidalis' selection marks the 37th time a Texas A&M player has been selected to an All-American team and the 15th under head coach Joe Evans. Also, SEC Athlete of the Year honors were announced by the conference office, and Texas A&M junior Lyndon Victor was named Men's Field Athlete of the Year in voting by the coaches. Victor broke the SEC championship meet record by winning the decathlon with 8,446 points as he set 9 career outdoor best marks among the 10 events contested. The 3-time defending Texas Collegiate League champion Brazos Valley Bombers have found an opponent they've had a tough time beating, the weather. The Bombers, who had a pair of games rained out last week, will try again to have their home season opener at 7:05 p.m. tonight against the Victoria Generals. The Bombers opened the season Tuesday at the Woodland Strikers, grabbing a 2-0 victory. Even then, the Bombers had to battle the weather with the game shortened to 6 innings. Last night's game between the two was also rained out. That story courtesy of BrazosSports.com. If the weather cooperates, you can catch the game tonight at 7 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In high school baseball, the College Station Cougars fell to Tomball, which held on to a 4-3 victory in the opening game of the Class 5A Region 3 Championship Series last night at Sam Houston's Don Sanders Stadium. College Station and Tomball will meet again at 7 p.m. tonight at the same site. If College Station wins, the third game will be at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Heading out to Cleveland for Major League Baseball.
The pitch, he chops one back up the middle into center field. It's a base hit. It's a game winner for Yan Gomes. Flying home with a winning run is Lonnie Chisenhall.
Yan Gomes' single scored Lonnie Chisenhall with the winning run in the 11th inning, and the Cleveland Indians defeated the Texas Rangers 5-4 Wednesday night. Juan Uribe's two-out single in the 8th broke a 3-all tie, but Texas rallied in the 9th off closer Cody Allen, who blew his first save in 12 chances this season. The Rangers begin a three-game series with Seattle tomorrow night in Arlington at 7:05. In Houston,
leg kick and the pitch. And Springer drills this deep to left center field. Long run for Bourne, looking up. See you later! A walk-off home run for George Springer.
George Springer homered with two outs in the bottom of the 11th inning to give Houston a 5-4 win over Arizona Wednesday night for the Astros' fifth straight win and third in a row against the Diamondbacks. Springer hit the first pitch he saw from Tyler Clippard off the facade in left center for his 13th home run of the season and his first career walk-off shot. The Astros look to wrap up the series with a four-game sweep today in Houston at 1:10 p.m. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors open the finals tonight at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers in a rematch of last year's championship series, which the Warriors won in six games. The Cavs are slightly more rested than the Warriors, who were extended to seven games before winning the Western Conference title with a Game 7 victory over the Thunder Monday night. Back over to Houston, of all of Mike D'Antoni's strengths, the Houston Rockets valued his experience above all else. Houston introduced D'Antoni as their new coach yesterday. According to D'Antoni, owner Leslie Alexander stated that they wanted someone who could win now instead of a younger coach who would have to grow with the team.
I want to thank Mr. Alexander and Daryl for choosing me and for this endeavor. He said it best. He said he wanted a coach that is already seasoned and has made his mistakes. Well, I've done that. So he's got that right.
The 65-year-old D'Antoni spent last season as the associate head coach for the Philadelphia 76ers. And in the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins took a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals against San Jose after defeating the Sharks 2-1 in overtime last night. Connor Sheary's goal at 2:35 of overtime won it. The series resumes Saturday night in San Jose for Game 3. And that's a look at your sports. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, David Gardner's wants to remind you, you know, for more than 30 years, they've been, well, helping solve that question of what's the exact right piece of jewelry for a person in a special time. Now, Father's Day is coming up, and jewelry is not one of the biggies for Father's Day, but it could well be that your father's maybe a first year that he's a father, so there might be some sort of a situation where you could come up with a piece of jewelry that would commemorate that. And a good reminder as the years go by. Now, it could be this is a year for a Rolex watch for Father's Day. How would that be? Not bad at all, huh? Especially when you consider that David Gardner's is the only authorized Rolex dealer here in the Brazos Valley, and they do authorized Rolex service as well. But no matter what, whether it's a day that we all universally celebrate or it's something that's much more personal, David Gardner's has solutions for you, and they can create the jewelry right there on the location at 911 University Drive. The official jeweler for Aggie Athletics, that's David Gardner's Jewelry at 911 University. All right, so we promised that we talk about guys, okay, because we talked about girls in fashion. Now it's time for guys in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, men are making big mistakes when it comes to the fashion department. Number one, wearing black shirts. Black cotton mixed shirts, as a rule, must never be worn, primarily because they discolor incredibly quickly, especially around the collars and cuffs.
I'm wearing a black shirt right now.
Well, just look at the cuffs and the collar, and you'll see. Wearing skinny ties, okay? Skinny ties are over.
Oh, they've lasted so long.
You know it. Wearing clothes for a sport that you're not playing right now.
Oh.
Track suits, tight lycra t-shirts, soccer shirts, wearing them every day. No, 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 no.
Mm-mm.
Anything shiny other than your shoes or your belt, shiny fabrics is a big mistake. And maybe the most important thing, believing that tight...